Yes, I answered, although I knew it wasn't. My sister hit me hard on the head. Boy, he continued, describe Miss Havisham. Very tall and dark, I said, lying. Is she, uncle? Asked my sister eagerly. Oh, yes, answered Mr. Pumblechook. So I knew immediately that he had never seen her. This is the way to get information from this boy, he added quietly to Mrs. Joe. How well you make him obey you, uncle, said Mrs. Joe. Now, boy, what was she doing when you arrived? She was sitting in a black carriage, I replied. Mr. Pumblechook and Mrs. Joe stared at each other. In a black carriage? They repeated. Yes, I said, becoming more confident. And Miss Estella, her niece, I think, handed in gold plates with cake and wine through the windows. Was anybody else there? Asked Mr. Pumblechook. Four dogs, huge ones. They ate meat out of a silver basket. Where was this carriage, boy? In her room. But there weren't any horses. Can this be possible, uncle? Asked Mrs. Joe. She's a strange woman, madam. It's quite possible. What did you play at, boy?